The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, where we read again the story of Jesus' visit as a guest to the house of Mary and Martha. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to be anxious and troubled about many things, but to choose the one thing that is necessary, the good portion which will not be taken away from us. Help us by your Holy Spirit not to be distracted with much serving, but to spend more time at the feet of Jesus and to listen to his teaching. The words of Jesus himself, "But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, with special attention to the following words of Jesus. "And she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Jesus says to us this morning, one thing is necessary. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do you believe it? Do you believe that only one thing is really necessary? Or are you also anxious and troubled about many things? Anxious and troubled about all the preparations that come with it. Anxious and troubled to do the work by yourself. Not only in making preparations and doing the work yourself, but sometimes actually getting anxious and troubled about them. Spending way too much time with everything that needs to get done at home, at work, at school, here at the church, and sometimes even in our community, that Jesus had to remind Martha, saying, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary." Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does, doesn't it? How many times have you heard someone say, I'm anxious and troubled about my health. Or I'm anxious and troubled about working too much that at the end of the day, I'm so tired of working. What is even more common nowadays, the being anxious about the economy and the recession we're going through right now. Or even for that matter, anxious and troubled about global terrorism throughout the world. Not only in Brussels and Paris and Bangladesh and Turkey, but even here in the United States of America. Last year in San Bernardino, California, down the valley from us. And just recently in Orlando, Florida. This is especially true as we consider again what has happened this past Thursday in France, where 84 people were killed and murdered by a terrorist, among them many children, and another 200 or more people, many of them still in the hospital, recovering from their serious injuries inflicted upon them. Whatever it is, we're not only anxious and troubled about cleaning the house and getting dinner ready for our family, but we are also now worried and anxious about many other things around the world. Because that's precisely what happened to Jesus when he went to visit the two sisters, Mary and Martha, in their home at Bethany, about 2 miles from Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, as soon as Martha welcomed Jesus into her home, she was already all wrapped up, all stressed out in cleaning the house and getting dinner ready for Jesus, that she forgot to do the most important thing when Jesus came to their home: sit at Jesus' feet, to do what Mary did and listen to what Jesus had to say. We're told that when Martha saw her sister at Jesus' feet, she complained immediately, saying to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." In the New International Version of the Bible, it reads, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work alone?" Yes, Lord, don't you care? Martha didn't believe that it was right that she had to make all the preparations by herself, do the work alone, while Mary was doing absolutely nothing to help her. And as a result of that, Martha complains vigorously, not to her sister Mary, but to Jesus. She complains to Jesus about the way she's being treated and ignored by her own sister. So she tells Jesus to order her sister to get up and to help her. And how does Jesus respond to Martha's plea and complaint? Does Jesus say, "Mary, get up and help your sister"? No, that's not what Jesus says. On the contrary, Jesus responds to her immediate saying, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. And Martha, your sister Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her." In other words, Jesus does not agree with Martha's complaint. As far as Jesus is concerned, it is Martha that has the problem, not Mary. Not that Martha was wrong in getting everything ready for Jesus. There's absolutely nothing wrong with serving, cleaning the house, getting dinner ready for our family, especially when we invite someone over to have dinner with us. There's nothing wrong with that. We all do it.
But Mary understood that it was more important to be at the feet of Jesus the moment He walked into their home. Mary understood that Jesus had come not only to have dinner and fellowship, but to talk with them about important things in life than just being distracted with which much serving. As a matter of fact, Jesus reminds us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." And then Jesus says, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things that you're anxious and troubled about shall be yours as well." St. Paul also writes in his letter to the Philippians in the 4th chapter, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Yes, one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion that will not be taken away from her. Now, what about us? It's a good question, isn't it? What about you and me? Are we troubled, anxious, with all the preparations that have to be done? Anxious and troubled to do the work by ourselves? At home? At school? At work? Here at church? Anxious and troubled about them that we forget to spend more time with Jesus, just like Mary did, who has chosen the good portion that will not be taken away from her. And unfortunately, if you and I are honest with God today, we must confess that sometimes we act just like Martha did. Don't we? Yes, we do. We fall into the same trap as we get distracted, anxious, and troubled about many things happening around us in the world today. And as a consequence of that, we fail to spend more time with Jesus at home. Think about it for just a moment. Time with our family through prayer and devotion, as well as through our prayers, devotion, worship, and fellowship right here at church on Sunday morning. The third commandment of our Lord is very clear, isn't it? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And what does Luther say in the short explanation of the third commandment in his small catechism? "We should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and His word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it." As a matter of fact, the psalmist says in the Old Testament, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" The psalmist doesn't say, "I was sad," does he? No. He said, "I was glad, I was overjoyed to go to the house of the Lord." St. Luke also writes in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 32, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and in prayer." Finally, in the book of Hebrews, we read, "Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another." And that in spite of our anxiety and tribulation, God the Father in His love and mercy and compassion forgives us again this morning for the many times, and I'll be the first to admit it, for the many times we have been anxious and troubled about many things, instead of taking it immediately to the Lord in prayer. We all have done it. God the Father forgives us again as we partake of the true body and true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament today. The blood of Jesus, His Son, forgives us from all unrighteousness. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit. As we stop, yes, we stop being anxious and troubled about many things and to choose the good portion which will not be taken away from us. To spend more time in prayer and devotion with our family, at home and in worship and fellowship with our brothers and sisters right here at church. The things that are truly important for the spiritual nourishment of our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. To also sit at the Lord's feet every Sunday morning and listen to His teaching. Not only that, but to entrust the many things you are and I are anxious about today into the hands of our Heavenly Father, because He will take care of it. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Remember these words? Come unto me, says Jesus, and I will give you rest. That's why we came to church today. Isn't that right? Absolutely. We come to worship, to pray, to listen to the word and to partake of the true body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament. O blessed voice of Jesus, which comes to hearts oppressed, it tells of benediction, of pardon, grace, and peace, of joy that has no ending, of love that cannot cease. Yes, one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion that will not be taken away from her. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. As you do the right thing, the one thing that is necessary, the one that Mary has chosen, which will make all of us wiser unto salvation through faith in Jesus as our Savior. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.